the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And yesterday we talked about parenting an extroverted child. Today we're focusing on the kid who's an introvert. Gwen, you'd consider yourself an introvert, right?
Definitely. It's about how you draw your energy. Are you energized by being around lots of people or when you're alone with your thoughts? I definitely recharge best when I have some alone time. Now, that doesn't mean that I haven't adapted and can be sociable, but I do need time for myself to function at the top of my game.
And you gave birth to two introverts like you and one definite extrovert, right?
Yes, that's true. And it's really interesting and fun to parent both types.
Well, my daughter and I would say we're ambiverts. Don't you just love that word? We love socializing and can seriously get a charge out of hanging out with fun people, but we also like to go into our separate rooms to draw or read and just be quiet.
I think it's good for kids and parents to embrace their specific personality, introvert or extrovert, but it's also good for both to stretch and be able to function in different worlds. For example, an introvert should be encouraged to get out and about so that they're not too isolated.
Yes, and an extrovert needs to learn how to be still and cultivate an inner dialogue so they won't feel lonely anytime they don't have lots of people around.
Agreed. Well, thanks for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow around 7:45 a.m. talking about famous introverts and extroverts. Barbara Streisand may surprise you. In the meantime, we'd love for you to visit our website for recipes, giveaways, book reviews, and lots of fun posts to encourage parents. That's nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.